hablar inglés. Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Baugan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
Do you Baugan?
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
Hola, Marty. Vengo del futuro y es horrible. No te imaginas lo que ha pasado. ¡Tienes que saberlo!
¿Qué pasa, Doc? ¿Son mis hijos?
No, no es eso. Es que he estado en 2019 y todavía no te has puesto con el inglés. Sigues teniendo el mismo nivel bajo que tienes ahora.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Baugan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Baugan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
¿Do you Baugan?
El 15 de septiembre abrimos las puertas de todos nuestros centros para que nos conozcas y descubras todo lo que podemos ofrecerte para mejorar tu inglés. Además, podrás participar en el sorteo de un curso de inglés de 3 meses para adultos, un curso de inglés para niños, 10 cursos online y material de aprendizaje Baugan. Masterclass, pruebas de nivel, charlas informativas y más actividades. El día 15 de septiembre, ven a conocernos. Las plazas son limitadas. Es imprescindible la inscripción. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com.
Do you Baugan?
Right, folks, ponme la música alto. Juanjo, voy a cantarle el tema ahí. Dale, dale, dale voz.
Show with no name. It's the show. It's the show with no name. Wow!
Come on, all right, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you, but I'm having a great time on this Wednesday on Show with No Name. How's that for energy? Remix. Oh, yeah, we're going crazy over here today, but we're learning English. All right, guys, I don't know if your English class is like that every day, but here on the Show with No Name, you can guarantee a good time and tons of challenges. And speaking of challenges, Juanjo, I think I want to do a section where we look at words with double meanings. It's called Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is.
That's right, my amigos. That's right. It's Double Trouble on the Show with No Name. And this is where we give you a translation. And in this translation, we use the same word twice. It's that simple, my amigos. All right. So that said, I think it's time to give you today's Double Trouble translation. Now, remember, if you want to participate in this section, you can do that on Twitter. But Juanjo, what was my Twitter handle again? It was,
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
Y ahora, mientras tuiteas con Alberto, ¿por qué no te pasas por nuestra sección de tienda en grupobaugan.com y compras el nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso?
Donnie's a smart guy. Buy my new book. It's called English on the Go. And if you don't have it, what are you waiting for? If you like learning interesting things about different cities, like learning cultural things, how we speak different English in Liverpool than we do in Manchester, than we do in... So if you want to, if you love all that kind of stuff and you love to travel, well, this is your book, my amigos. English on the Go. It's available everywhere. It's available at Vaughn Tienda, also available at Amazon. Well, wherever fine books are sold is la frase clave ahí. All right, so here we go, folks. It's today's Double Trouble. Ni sin mutó. Ahí está. Ni sin mutó. Cuando vio el murciélago, o no, ni siquiera se inmutó, es lo que, a lo que iba, por eso me lié. All right? Vamos a ponerle con el ni siquiera, porque eso es muy importante, saber el ni siquiera este, ¿no? So, ni siquiera se inmutó cuando vio el murciélago. Vamos, que no hubo reacción, ¿no? Que no demostró que estaba asustado, nada, nada. Stone-faced, right? It's another way to say it, right? Cara de piedra, stone-faced. So, my amigos, let's see if you guys have today's double trouble. Remember, there are many, many ways to translate these sentences, but the key in double trouble is that the two sentences have to... the sentence has to have the same word twice. Excuse me. So... ni siquiera se inmutó cuando vio el murciélago. Now, the way this works is we usually get one of the words first. So, ni siquiera se inmutó, I think, is the difficult part of this sentence. Let's go to el murciélago. The bat. Okay, that's easy because you guys know Batman, right? I'm Batman. You guys know Batman. Famous superhero. The Dark Knight, right? So, we've got that part down, right? La segunda parte is when he saw the bat. Cuando vio el murciélago. So we've got half the sentence now. When he saw, no so. Dilo conmigo, por favor, porque todo el mundo me dice, I saw a movie. I saw your sister. So is coser. No coses películas, no coses mi hermana. Right? I saw, aw, like awesome. I saw, right? So when he saw the bat. Cuando vio el murciélago. Okay, so the first part. No se inmutó, ni siquiera se inmutó. Well, the first thing we can do, inmutarse, get upset. So you could say he didn't get upset or get perturbed, right? He didn't get upset or get perturbed when he saw the bat. But then it's not a double trouble, is it? Okay, so let's see if our listeners were able to figure it out. All right, guys, we've got, I'll give you our top three. So many of you figured out our top three today. Express, Miguit, and Balanegra Almería. Me encanta. Haces publi para Balanegra Almería cada vez que estás en los top tres. A mí me encanta, eh? We're advertising Almería over here on the show. Hey, it's my father's homeland, patria de mi padre, tierra de mi padre. All right, so, y tierra mía. I grew up there as well, so... All right, so, my amigos, that said, let's see what these guys told us. Express, Miguit, and Balanegra Almería. He didn't even bat an eyelid when he saw the bat. Okay? He didn't even bat an eyelid when he saw the bat. Or an eyelash. Now, this is interesting because this is a cultural thing, right? In the USA, we say eyelash, right? And in the UK, they say eyelid. Now, let's look at the difference. Okay, so eyelid, literalmente, es la cosa que tapa. A lid es una tapa. Que párpado. Eyelid. So, to bat is mover. He didn't even bat an eyelid. Ni siquiera movió el párpado. No parpadeó. No. So, no reaccionó. Now, an eyelash is un pelillo. See, it's different. So the whole thing, I mean, it's the same thing. It's connected. Pestaña. So eyelash, pestaña. Eyelid, right? See how many different parts of the eye we can talk about here, right? And eyelid is párpado. But you want to know the good news? You can say he didn't even bat an eye. Ni siquiera movió un ojo. So if you can't remember, it's good for you to know the vocabulary, eyelid versus eyelash, right? Because there are many eyelashes on your eyelid, right? So the eyelashes are part of your eyelid, right? They're connected to it. So guys, there are three acceptable answers that I got for today's double trouble. And ni siquiera se inmutó. He didn't even bat an eyelid, an eyelash, or an eye. They all work, right? When he saw the bat. Cuando vio el murciélago. So that's today's double trouble. Juanjo, un aplauso para todos. A nice round of applause. Excellent job, guys. Really good. Wasn't an easy one. At least I don't think it was easy. But that's the way double trouble works. Usually, as like little detectives, you figure out, descifráis, averiguáis, you figure out part of the sentence, and then, well, through process of elimination, say, pues, puede ser esto? And, well, it forces you guys to be little adventurers, little discoverers in English. All right, guys, also want to remind you, we've got an active challenge on the app right now. I'm not going to play fiddle to anyone. I'm not going to play fiddle to anyone. Tell us what that adjective that we're looking for in there. Now, the word fiddle is another way to say violin. Fiddle, right? So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Mr. Hauser says, today's double trouble was really easy because the bat and eyelid thing was an app question on Monday. Oh, great. Not, on my show, was it? No, I guess on another show. Well, I have no way of knowing that. But hey, that's great. I'm helping you review. I guess that's natural, David. That would happen. You know that since we all speak English, and English is about 1,500 words that we use on a, you know, on in our day-to-day lives. Well, I imagine we will be using a lot, at least coinciding on some of the words. But that's great because that's how you knew it. So one of my colleagues helped you out with that one. And I imagine, and I get these messages on Twitter a lot of times too, that they're talking about something like, hey, Alberto was telling us about this week. That's great. That's awesome. So you guys should know it. That's the thing. Then we don't want any mistakes. If you guys are getting it and we're reviewing it, because of course there are going to be areas where we coincide. We're all speaking the same language. Doesn't matter what country we're from. We're all speaking the same language, right? So there we go, my amigos. Very, very great job that you all did today in today's double trouble. All right. Well, we've got more stuff to do over here. I say we take a look at today's Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, amigos. That's right. You know it. All right. Well, let's see what we've got then for today's Name That Movie. I think it's an easy one. Guys, I'm going easy on you today. No se estoy dando mucha caña hoy, eh? I'm not giving you a hard time today. I'm going pretty easy on you. Well, it's Wednesday. We need to breathe. Tenemos que respirar un poco, ¿no? We still have a lot more to go this week. It's going to be a really busy week, I'm sure, for all of you. We're all back to school, la vuelta al cole. Oh, and speaking of busy, guys, today, if you're free or if you can get to a computer or a TV, make sure you tune in to Cuatro as of 4 o'clock, a partir de las cuatro, as of 4 o'clock, Cuatro a las cuatro, easy to remember. Well, they start at 3:45, but they present the show and then they go on a commercial break. So I'm saving you 10 minutes. 4 o'clock, the show kicks off. It's Cuatro on TV station number 4. It's Danny y Flo. And if you guys are going to comment, which I urge you to, sure, why not? It's Danny y Flo 139. That's the hashtag we'll be using today on the show. So I hope you guys can tune in. We've got a great show planned for you. And I think you guys are going to laugh your asses off. And well, now we have a new host of the show as well. So I'll be with Danny and Flo and the lovely Lara Alvarez as well. So tune in today if you want to see that crazy combination of characters. And 4 o'clock on Channel 4, it's Danny Flow 139. Danny Flow 139. That's the hashtag. All right. Let us know what you think. Yeah, or you can even just say, mira, te estoy viendo. That stuff, that is fine too. Always great to see that you guys are tuning in. Cause you know, I love the expression you guys say, estás hasta en la sopa. Right? That's me this year because I've got a lot of different jobs. I'm working a lot of different, Radio Nacional, 40 Principales. So a lot of different things, Danny Flow and other projects in the works que estoy trabajando ahora. So, en la sopa. We would say in English, es que no somos tan creativos. Estás en las, hasta en la sopa. You're everywhere. Vamos a ver cómo lo traduce aquí. You're everywhere. Ves, es lo que te dice aquí. Yeah, you are everywhere. Estás hasta en la sopa. To be here, there, and everywhere. Pero es más común ahí decir to be everywhere. So, yeah. All right. Well, here we go, folks. It's today's Name That Movie. What I'll do is I will give you the scene from the movie, and I want you guys to tell me the name of the movie, and you can do that on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. Here we go. Now, I think you guys are going to know this one. With the first, con la primera frase, vais a saber cuál es. Así que preparaos. Let's see who gets it first here, okay? I see dead people. In your dreams? He shakes his head no. No, mueve la cabeza, sienta que no. Shakes his head no. While you're awake? He nods. Nods es asentar. Right? This is the stage direction. And then he answers, dead people like in graves? In coffins? No, walking around like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see. They don't know they're dead. How often do you see them? All the time. They're everywhere. Hasta en la sopa, mira. Sin querer, ¿eh? Eso fue sin querer. Estar en todas partes, estar en la sopa en inglés. To be everywhere. All right. Now, if you didn't get this one from the first, I mean, you got to get this one from the first line because it's one of the most famous movie lines ever, right? It's like, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Francamente, cariño, me importa un bledo, right? These classic lines from movies, right? And this is one of those. This is one of those classic lines from a movie, right? All right, so let's take a look then. Let's see if my amigos figured it out on Twitter. All right, nice job. All right, folks, our top three, Express, Miguel, and Silvia. Nice job. All right, well, the movie is The Sixth Sense. El Sexto Sentido. You should have known it from the I See Dead People. No, es la frase, una de las frases más conocidas de todo, no la película, de toda is Hollywood, right? I'm sure in Spain, I've heard people say it here in Spanish as well, right? I see dead people. I see dead people. I guess because it was in the trailer, it was really, really popular, right? Sometimes the most famous lines are the ones seen in the trailer, right? I'm thinking of the Terminator now. Hasta la vista, baby. Now, hasta la vista, baby, is your sayonara, baby. But we always say, hasta la vista, baby. All right? So this is one of those lines. I see, and you have to, your voice has to be trembling and shaking. I see dead people. I see dead people. All right? The Sixth Sense. Now, I want to look at the pronunciation of sixth. Sexto. Right? Now, if you're British, you say sixth. Well, at least my British friends. So, es enfermo con sonido Z. Sixth. Sixth. And if you're American, you say enfermos con TH o Z. So the difference. British, the sixth sense. American, the sixth. Sixth. Más difícil en americano. Pero no hay otra opción. So you gotta say it one way. One way or the other. The sixth sense in the United States. Or is it the sixth sense in England? All right, so Cole Sear, Haley Joel, played by Haley Joel Osment, said, I see dead people. And Bruce Willis's character, Malcolm Crowe, the psychologist, the child psychologist, says, in your dreams? And Cole shakes his head no. They said, no. And he says, while you're awake? Mientras estés despierto? And Cole nods. Now, to nod yes or to nod no is asentar. So he nods yes in this case. And Malcolm says, dead people like in graves, in tumbas, in graves, in coffins, coffins, ataúdes, right? Otra forma de decir ataúdes, casket. It's a word we hope you don't have to use too much, but since death is a part of life, you should know it too. Coffins, caskets, right? I don't like these words either. It's macabre, but we need to know. So dead people like in graves and coffins? And Cole answers, walking around like regular people, paseando por ahí, like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see. No se ven uno al otro, solo ven lo que quieren. They don't know they're dead. No saben que están muertos. They don't know they're dead. And then Malcolm says, how often do you see them? Fijaos, esta T, hay gente que lo pronuncia, yo no, often. Hay gente que dice often, suena raro. How often do you see them? And con qué frecuencia les ves? And Cole says, all the time. They're everywhere. Siempre. Están en todas partes. They're everywhere. And there you go, folks. It is the Sixth Sense. Cool movie. They got me. I didn't know the ending. The first time I saw it, I'm not going to spoil it. No lo voy a estropear. But yeah, it was a good movie. I guess I'd have to see it now and see how it aged. All right, guys, let's go over to the app to solve our challenge, our review challenge on the app. The correct answer was, I'm not going to play second fiddle. Segundo plato. Nosotros decimos, no voy a tocar segundo violín. A nadie, to anyone. So the correct answer was, I'm not going to play second fiddle to anyone. And out of 164 people, 71% of you guys got it right. Good job, guys. Today you're doing a wonderful job. Really good stuff. Let's give them another challenge, Juanjo. Vamos a darles otro. All right, I gave you this one before. Saberlo es, bueno, tienes la batalla ganada. Knowing is the battle. ¿Te acuerdas? Es una palabra que vimos cómo se pronuncia, que hay una letra extra ahí que soléis pronunciar, que no lo pronunciamos. Es esa. Vaya pista que os acabo de dar. So guys, fill in the blank. This is on the app if you know the correct answer. Knowing is the battle.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com y hasta final de mes con un 50% de descuento. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Oye, pregúntale al mago del sombrero y la barba blanca, ¿qué es eso?
Mago blanco, ¿qué es eso que se acerca?
Es algo muy grande, algo muy antiguo que estaba olvidado, pero que siempre vuelve. Un monstruo terrible.
¿Qué es?
Es el sentimiento de culpa del mes de septiembre. Es esa sensación de que ha pasado otro año y tu nivel de inglés sigue igual. Ese remordimiento de septiembre es el típico me tengo que poner.
¿Septiembre? ¿Pero qué dices? Si aún estamos en verano.
¡Está llegando! ¡Corred, insensatos!
Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y empieza ya a mejorar tu inglés con el método Vaughan. Unas clases que te retan y te sorprenden para que saques lo mejor que llevas dentro y mejores de verdad tu inglés. Vive en persona la pasión de los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama a 91-133-5833. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
We'll be right back. That's right, my amigos. That's right. As always, we're having a great time here on the show with no name. And guys, it's almost Wednesday afternoon. Just 5 more minutes and we've made it through Wednesday morning, guys. And that means that the glass is half full, even if you're a negative person. All right. So folks, having a good time. I've got some comments over here. Mr. Houses. Sí, claro, no es igual. I see dead people. I see dead people. En español, a veces veo muertos. So, sure, the real translation would be, I sometimes see dead people. Or I occasionally see dead people. But he just says in English, sin el adverbio, I see dead people. So, yeah, that's interesting, because some of the most famous lines are still the most famous lines, but there's a slight variation on the original. Look at the sayonara baby and the hasta la vista baby. Right? That's a perfect example. It's a famous line in both cultures from Terminator 2, but we've made it famous in our own way, our translation of it. So what does that mean? That means you guys need to watch movies in their original version. Sure you do. Of course you do. That's the way to do it. All right. So my amigos, that said, I think we should keep moving along over here because we've still got a lot of stuff to do on today's show. So I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. That's right. It's the show with no name, only on the show with no name. That's right. It's the show with no name, only on the show with no name. ¿Ves? Es que más sencillo. This feels like Johan Cruyff, like one of his things. It's the show with no name, on the show with no name. What do you want? All right. Well, guys, homophones works like this. I'm going to tell you two words and I want you guys to tell me what these words are in English and if they sound the same or not. And you can do this on Twitter. All right. So the first word is pelo o pelaje. Pelo o pelaje. No, I'm thinking of estos chaquetas o abrigos que lleva la gente con mucha pasta, que a mí no me gusta. All right, pelo o pelaje. In fact, it's controversial. If you wear this, it's polémico. And the other one is un tipo de árbol. It's a type of tree, and the tree is abeto. That's right, the tree is abeto. So the first word is pelo, pelaje, and the second word is abeto. What are they, and do they sound the same? Guys, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So stick around.
Si juntamos todas las horas de clase de inglés que Miguel ha dado en su vida, suman casi un año. Sí, un año entero. ¿Y sabes lo peor? Que Miguel tiene un nivel de inglés más bien normalito. Vamos, el típico nivel intermedio. Y como Miguel, hay muchos españoles que por culpa del método antiguo han pasado mucha parte de su vida estudiando inglés para conseguir poco. Es probable que ese sea también tu caso, y esos años no te los va a devolver nadie. Pero tenemos una buena noticia, tus hijos no tienen que pasar por eso.
Apúntalos a Club Junior, aprenderán con un método ameno y exigente que les motiva y despierta sus ganas de aprender inglés. Vence a los antiguos métodos con Baugan. Tus hijos tendrán la oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llama ahora al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
¿Do you Baugan?
El 15 de septiembre abrimos las puertas de todos nuestros centros para que nos conozcas y descubras todo lo que podemos ofrecerte para mejorar tu inglés. Además, podrás participar en el sorteo de un curso de inglés de 3 meses para adultos, un curso de inglés para niños, 10 cursos online y material de aprendizaje Vaughan. Masterclass, pruebas de nivel, charlas informativas y más actividades. El día 15 de septiembre, ven a conocernos. Las plazas son limitadas. Es imprescindible la inscripción. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com.
¿Do you Baugan?
Sin Baugan.
Venga, Manolito, que tienes clase de inglés.
Manolito, vamos para el coche.
¿Con Vaughan?
Manolito, sal del coche, que hasta las 5 no tienes clase de inglés, hombre. Y son las 3. Manolito, que salgas del coche, te he dicho.
Tus hijos adorarán la vuelta al cole si los apuntas al Club Junior de Vaughan. Clases divertidísimas con los mejores profes de inglés para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Afternoon here on the show with no name. Wow, time is just flying by. And folks, we were right in the middle of our homophones section where we look at words that sound the same or not. That's up to you to tell me. Now, if you guys want to participate in this section, you can do it on Twitter. But Juanjo, what was my Twitter handle again?
3, 2, 1. Síguenos en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso.
That's right, I'm Alberto Alonso, also on Facebook and on Instagram, Alberto_Alonso, or just go to my website, albertoalonso.com, and you'll find everything, even exclusive videos. All right, well, folks, we're looking at the homophone section, and the first word was pelo o pelaje. And, well, this is fur in English, F-U-R. Fur, right? Now, a lot of celebrities have stopped wearing fur. They have boycotted fur because, well, obviously, if you love animals, it's not the... I mean, I know there's leather as piel, right? But a lot of people have boycotted fur, and it's a controversial material. It's a controversial, a controversial topic in general. Fur. F-U-R. Fur. Right? And the other one is abeto, which is F-I-R. And how do you pronounce that one? Fur. Do they sound the same? Absolutely. Yes. Right? Fur, a fur tree, and a fur coat. Right? Es uno, un abrigo hecho de pelajo, de pelo, de pelaje, right? So, fur. Fur es abeto, F-I-R. Fur, F-U-R es pelo, pelaje, pero se pronuncian exactamente igual. De hecho, se pronuncian como si fuera una E. Esto es el inglés, para que veas. Fur. Fur. Right? Now, there's just one little problem here now. Well, it's not a problem. Just something I wanted to add. Algo que quería añadir. A lot of times in English... When we use the word for, para, F-O-R, we pronounce it F-E-R. What do you need that for? Fur. Do you notice that? I didn't say, what do you need that for? What are you looking for? Right? I was looking for her. I was looking for her. That's how I would say it naturally. Right? I was looking for you. Fur, ya. So in that case, the word for, F-O-R, para, pronunciado como un americano, sería homófono también. ¿No? No. Otra vez, ninguno lleva la E. F-O-R, F-U-R, F-I-R. Ninguno lleva la E, pero las tres se pronuncian como una E. Y más el for, right? This is for you. Yo diría eso como un americano. This is for you. Not for you. So something to pay attention. That's a word that's used a lot. Oh, man, do we use that preposition a lot? No? Lo usamos para. En inglés, en español igual. For. Right? but it sounds more like fur, especially when it's lost in the middle of a sentence. So what'd you do that for? Right? Were you looking for me? Yeah, I was looking for you. Right? Fur. Right? And so there it is. Now, of course, you can always pronounce it for, but the other ones, no. The other ones are fur all the time. F-U-R, pelo, pelaje, and F-I-R, which is abeto. And fur, abeto, although it looks like it, does not rhyme with fear, miedo. Right? Eso suena como y latina. So a lot of times what I recommend, guys, in these situations, is that you guys look at, in your mind, the way it sounds, not the way it's really spelled. Because if you think about the way it's really spelled, you're just going to get confused. You know? It doesn't make sense. The way English is spelled doesn't make sense. So it's just going to confuse you. All, you know? So think about in your head, like, como la palabra hurt, que nadie lo pronuncia bien, dolor o hacer daño, to hurt someone. H-U-R-T. Claro, porque deberías ver una E ahí, hurt. Are you hurt? Are you okay? What was that song? I'm just thinking. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. Do you really want to hurt me? No, it's hurt. It's hurt. Escúchalo, la canción. Boy George te lo cuenta. Do you really want to make me cry? So these are little spelling or pronunciation techniques, right? Visualize the word in your head the way it sounds. Even if you have to screw up the spelling. Hasta cagando como lo deletreas. Who cares? Okay? You can always check your spell check, el autocorrector. You can always ask a friend. But when you're speaking, if you're pronouncing something wrong, you're going to keep pronouncing it wrong until someone corrects you. So imagine the way it looks written out as if it were in Spanish, if it helps you. Right. All right. So there we go, folks. Today's homophone section. All right. Well, let's keep moving along over here. I know. I want to take a look at today in history. Today in history.
We have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Fear itself.
That's right, amigos. That's right. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. I love that one, too. Great, great expression. Lo único que tenemos que temer es el miedo de las cosas. All right, so what's going on today in history? Well, today we're not talking about wars. We're not talking about holy conquests. We're not talking about discoveries of new worlds. We're not talking about anything like that. We're talking about chocolate, baby. That's right, chocolate. Fijaos cómo lo acabo de pronunciar. ¿He dicho chocolate? No. So there's one of those words that I said, just imagine how it sounds, not really how it's spelled, because you're just going to get confused if you think about the way it's spelled. So it's, in English, it's two syllables, this word. Dos sílabas. That's it. Choc-lit. That's it. Chocolate. Not chocolate, not chocolate. So quitamos ese segundo O. It's not choco. It's chocolate. Chocolate. Do you like chocolate? Yes, I love chocolate. Do you like milk chocolate or do you like dark chocolate? Dilo mil veces hasta que lo digas bien. Right? I prefer milk chocolate. Although they say that dark chocolate, chocolate negro, dark chocolate, we say, is better for you. Now, I don't know too much about chocolate, but I don't eat enough chocolate to have to worry about it. I'm not a big chocolate eater. I love it, but I don't eat it a lot, right? But I think chocolate is probably one of the favorite flavors
of globally around the world. I mean, this transcends, you know, borders, countries, continents. I mean, it's chocolate. It's a universal thing. I know it's a Mexican thing, comes from Mexico, but the whole rest of the world figured out about chocolate and they said, we want this crap too. Give it to us. Put chocolate on everything. And that's a very American thing. We put chocolate on it. What do you want? Chocolate on it. Put chocolate on it. Right? Chocolate syrup, chocolate sauce. Right? And so today is National Chocolate Day. Now, it's not the global. Guys, don't get confused. We have many, many days in the world dedicated to chocolate, as we should. But let's not get confused, because we have World Chocolate Day, and then we have National Chocolate Day, which is today, and then we have World or International Chocolate Day, which is the 7th of July, el 7 de julio. And, the World Chocolate Day is celebrated on July 7th in the summer, which is a weird time because chocolate melts in the summer, doesn't it? But it's celebrated on that day globally because supposedly this was, the day that chocolate was introduced to Europe. This is July 7th I'm referring to. Now, today is National Chocolate Day. And when I say national, I mean in my country. In the United States of America, today is National Chocolate Day. Now, in the United States, we have no objection to celebrating World Chocolate Day or International Chocolate Day and National Chocolate Day, especially because the celebration has to do with eating chocolate. So, okay, so we have to eat chocolate mandatory on 2 days? Okay, well, I'll do it. I'll do it. So why is today National Chocolate Day? That makes sense. First time chocolate was introduced into Europe. It's a big day for chocolate, right? But, today is National Chocolate Day because it's the birthday of Milton S. Hershey. Now, Milton S. Hershey, his last name, Hershey, in my country, is synonymous with chocolate. When you think of the word Hershey, you think of chocolate. We have Hershey Kisses. I mean, Hershey is like the Nestle of Europe. Hershey. Okay. And I'm sure if you've been to in Times Square, there's a Hershey store. Chocolate lovers. Oh man, you'll go nuts. You'll get lost in there. So, Hershey. And he's a guy from Pennsylvania. Milton S. Hershey, he was a guy from Pennsylvania who started making chocolates, and he was a confectioner. He made candy. And then, his candy got really, really popular. And, he decided to treat his workers really well. So he started building them public parks and theaters and all this stuff. And now you can go to Pennsylvania and you can go to Hershey Park. And Hershey Park is one of the coolest amusement parks in the United States. So there are all kinds of cool rides, atracciones, and then there's chocolate. So it's like Universal Studios, pero con chocolate. Hello? It's heaven for chocolate lovers. So if you're ever in the northeast of the United States, Pennsylvania is the place. Hershey, Pennsylvania, where Hershey Park is, and they also have a Hershey Complex Center, a zoo. I mean, they really, initially, this whole planning, these grounds, right, estas facil, no es facil, facilities, instalaciones, were for workers, were for employees, so they could enjoy working for the company and have other benefits. And, before you know it, it got big, it was open to the public, and now Hershey Park is visited by people all around the world who go to the United States. So if you ever go there, I remember going a few times when I was a kid. Really cool place. Great coasters. Buenísimas montañas rusas. And again, it's an amusement park with chocolate on top. Con chocolate encima. That's what it is. And what else? Oh, so why Pennsylvania? This is a good question. Well, as I said, chocolate blanco, porque eso sería white chocolate, que realmente no es chocolate. It's another thing, because it's not made from cocoa, right? But a lighter chocolate, el chocolate más ligero, we call it milk chocolate. No, el de toda la vida, we call it milk chocolate. So why did a guy from Pennsylvania make chocolate the most popular thing in the United States and make what we consider the best chocolate in our country? As I said, the name Hershey is synonymous with chocolate. Why? Well, if you know anything about Pennsylvania, and my wife does, I took her up to Amish territory, donde están los Amish, last time we were in the United States. And if you know anything about this area in the United States, Pennsylvania, then you will know this. They have a lot of great milk and cheese there. What am I saying? Their dairy products, sus productos lácteos, dairy, D-A-I-R-Y, their dairy, Pennsylvania is known for excellent dairy products. So there you go. And this guy saw it as an opportunity. He goes, well, we got the best milk. That means we can have the best chocolate, too. And, well, with a lot of perseverance, a lot of drive, la palabra que vimos antes, motivación, a lot of grit, coraje, y decir, vamos, a ver qué pasa aquí. Hay que probar, right? Valentía, right? Valor, a lot of grit. Well, his name became a household word for chocolate in the United States. And if you're ever in, if you can't make it to Hershey, Pennsylvania, next time you're stateside is en los Estados Unidos, well, then you can always stop by the Hershey store in Times Square. And it smells great. It looks great. It's, oh, man, it's paradise. All right, so there you go, folks. That was Today in History. We've got a challenge on our app, and I want to solve it now. The correct answer was knowing is half the battle. Saber es la mitad de la batalla, ¿no? Si lo sabes, lo tienes medio hecho. Knowing is half the battle. Fijaos en la pronunciación, no es half, sino half. Knowing is half the battle. Out of 172 participants, 77% of you guys got it right. Nice job. Nice job. Juanjo, vamos a darles otro aquí. I think it's time for another one. Vamos a ver. Tengo otro preparado por aquí. Okay, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I gave you this one at the beginning of the show. I've been away for a bit. He estado por ahí un tiempo. I'm of the loop. Estoy fuera. No estoy al tanto. No estoy al día. No me entero. Right? That would be the Spanish translation. So if you guys know the correct answer, you can go to the app right now and fill in the blank. So it's, I've been away for a bit. He estado por ahí un tiempo. I'm the loop. Que sería, estoy fuera. No me entero de nada.
¡Sí, qué bien, por fin!
¿Pero qué te pasa? ¿Por qué estás tan contento?
Porque el 15 de septiembre Baugan va a hacer una jornada de puertas abiertas.
¿Ah, sí? ¿Y eso?
Vas a poder ir a cualquiera de sus centros en España a conocerlos y encima te puedes llevar un pack especial para aprender inglés por solo $29.95.
Ah, pues sí que suena bien. ¿Y ese pack qué incluye?
El pack incluye los libros fundamentales del método Baugan, el Translation Booklet, el Students Manual y el Vocabulary Booklet por solo $29.95.
Ya has oído. El 15 de septiembre a partir de las 17 horas ven a conocernos a cualquiera de nuestros centros Baugan y llévate este pack con los libros claves para aprender inglés por solo 29,95 euros.
Do you Baugan?
Has sacado muy buena nota y eso te asegura entrar en la carrera que querías. Pero oye, escúchame, ¿qué te iba a decir? ¿Y el inglés? Luego lo vas a lamentar. No es que no tengas oportunidades, porque en Baugan siempre encontraremos una solución para ti. ¿Pero de verdad vas a dejar pasarlo? Quiero presentarte el EMIP, o Executive Master en Inglés Profesional. Un innovador programa de alto rendimiento para aprender inglés con nuestro exigente método de eficacia demostrada. ¿Por qué elegirnos? Porque llevamos más de 40 años formando a la mayor parte de los directivos de las mejores empresas de este país. Porque contamos con los mejores profesores de inglés del mercado, seleccionados mediante un riguroso proceso de formación que solo superan los mejores capacitados. Y en el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Baugan, solo imparten clase los mejores profesores. Si deseas más información, llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
right, ladies and gentlemen, you know you want to let out a scream because, man, wow, the week's just getting, we're getting closer. Because before you know it, guys, you know, Wednesday, we're already in full swing. Ya estamos en vigor en miércoles. So, and Thursdays, you know, you're right there. So, guys, we're making it through the week and we're making it fun as well. So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, we've got a challenge on the app right now. If you want to participate, it'll be our final challenge on the app today. I've been away for a bit. I'm of the loop. Tell us what that preposition we're missing there is. And in the meantime, I think we can take a look at today's famous birthday trivia. That's right, my amigos. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. All right. Well, here we go, folks. I'm going to give you some clues about three birthday boys and girls, and I want you to tell me who I'm talking about. Okay. Here we go. Good luck, my amigos. Number one. This guy was born in 1946, an American director and producer. Very well known for collaborating with his wife, Kathleen Kennedy. So she's not only his partner, esto es buenísimo, because partner is mi pareja, pero partner también es mi socio. So she is his partner in every sense of the word. And, well, they've also worked together with Steven Spielberg. Maybe that name rings a bell. And together they founded Amblin Entertainment. Now, I'm sure if you look at their logo, you'll be, claro, estos, los de E.T., the guys who did E.T., right? And also, they've done many, many other things together as a team and separately, right? So, Now, what can we say about this guy? He's received 5 Oscar nominations for Best Picture. What movies? The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Seabiscuit, about the horse. The Sixth Sense, or if you're British, The Sixth Sense. The Color Purple with Whoopi Goldberg. And one of my favorites, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? Let's see. He also directed as well. His debut, no pronunciamos esa T, his debut was, as a director, was Arachnophobia. And, he also directed Alive, the one about the crash, the rugby team that survived that crash. Well, some of them survived that crash in the Andes Mountains by resorting to cannibalism. It's the only way they could stay alive. Very interesting story, very interesting movie. And, that's number one. So, yeah, he's been in the business for years. Number two, she was born in 1971. To Sir Paul McCartney and his then wife, Linda McCartney. This woman supports animal rights. She's a designer. She's a fashion designer now. But she tries not to use or doesn't use, as far as I know, any animal parts in her jewelry, in sus joyas. So no animal bone, no none of this stuff. She doesn't use fur. Right, fur, we already said, pelo, pelaje, right? She doesn't use fur for her designs. Veces es el fur pronunciado como fur. She doesn't use fur for her designs. No usa pelaje para sus diseños, right? So she's, you know, vegetarian and it's hard. I imagine it's hard to be a fashion designer and not use leather, piel, or pelaje, or fur in your designs, or bones, or things like this. So I imagine that's tough. What can I tell you about her as well? Well, her last name, everybody knows her last name. As I said, she was born to one of the most famous musicians in the world. And Paul McCartney's group Wings, you remember when the Beatles broke up, they had a group called Wings, Alas. And, well, this, actually, the name of this group was inspired by her birth, right? Now, according to Paul McCartney, she was having a very difficult birth, right? And, well, it was a cesarean section, or C-section, con la fe. And Paul said that he was outside the operating room, right? And he was just praying that she be born on the wings of an angel. Yo estaba rezando que ella naciera en las alas de un ángel. So that inspired him, once she was born, to say, the wings, es las alas del ángel. And that's where he got the name of the song, the name of the group, excuse me, Paul McCartney and Wings. So it's his daughter, very, very famous as well in the fashion world. All right, and last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, she was born in 1977, like me, like your teacher. Her last name is a fruit. Su nombre es una fruta. And, well, she's an American singer, songwriter, producer, and pianist. One of her most famous songs is Criminal. Great song. Well, she won in 1996. She won the Grammy Award for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance. Now, I haven't heard much from her, but as I was reading up on her, she is still, you know, punching out albums. She's still touring. And, wow, she's really still on top of it. It's hard. If you win the Grammy in 1996, there's no guarantee you're going to win anything 10 years later or 20 years later now at this rate, but she's still making music. She has drive. She has grit, and that's why she's still in it. And also she's had her share of problems, right? She's battled OCD her whole life. OCD, eso lo sabéis, obsessive compulsive disorder, lo vimos al principio. All right, so those are today's three famous birthdays. Let's also solve the final question on the app. I've been away for a bit. I'm out of the loop. And out of 132 people, 94%. Wow. 94% of you guys got it right. To be out of the loop. No estar al tanto. All right. Great job today, guys, in general, really, on all the different sections on the app, on Twitter. Let's see famous birthdays. Let's see if you guys know it. Our three winners in famous birthdays, Express, Migeet, and Jayster. Number one, producer, director, Frank Marshall. Number two, fashion designer, Stella McCartney. And number three, singer, songwriter, pianist, vocalist, well, she does it all in the music world, Fiona Apple. All right, well, folks, that's our show for today. Unfortunately, we are out of time. But, hey, we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.